ओम ज्ञानतिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. About Diksha, many things could be said. I just recited the pranam mantras of our recent principal acharyas. Because one feature of accepting initiation means to come in the shelter of the parampara. One feature of Dika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described the essence of Diksha from the disciples' point of view. That Dikha Kale Bhakta Kare Artha Samarpan. At the time of initiation, the disciple fully surrenders himself in the service of Krishna. Shei kale Krishna tare kare atasham. And at that time, Krishna accepts the disciple as good as himself or as one of his. So Diksha means to enter the family of Krishna. Krishna's family means the family of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna is giving shelter to everyone, but Krishna takes pleasure in taking shelter of Nanda Maharaj. In this world, everyone is like an orphan, anath, without any master. But the devotee is sanata jivitam. He passes his life in the shelter of Krishna. That shelter is offered in this world by gurus. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Who is the representative of Krishna in this bhutal, this earthly plane? That is Guru. Guru means who guides and who gives shelter. Shelter means guidance. To get shelter from the miseries of this material world, we have to be guided how to link up with Krishna in bhakti yoga. In Vedic culture, the parents, the brothers and sisters of parents, or any elderly people, they are considered guru. Because they give shelter to juniors. And they guide them. how to live their lives in an honorable, respectable, and fruitful manner. এবং ফ্রুটফুল
সফল জীবন যাপন করতে
হবে. The real guru is one who guides one to Krishna.
প্রকৃত গুরু হচ্ছে তিনি যিনি শিষ্যকে কৃষ্ণের কাছে উপনীত করেন.
What is that, Shloks? Shai Shai Param Guru Shai Pita Mate Shri Krishna Charana Dei Prema Bhakti Tata. Did it say? Shai Param Guru Shai Pita Mate Shri Krishna Charana Dei Prema Bhakti Tata. So the real Guru and the real father and mother is one who directs one to attain loving devotional service at the lotus feet of Shri Krishna.
প্রকৃত পিতা মাতা বা গুরুদেব তিনি যিনি আমাদেরকে পরিচালিত করেন ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের পাদ পদ্মে প্রেম ভক্তি লাভ করবার পথে.
So that shelter is given, that direction is given by giving divya jnana or transcendental knowledge. Divyam jnanam yato davyat purva papasya sanshayam. Diksha means the process by which one gets spiritual knowledge.
Diksha means the process by which one gets spiritual
knowledge. So one may think, well, I'll read the book and I'll get spiritual knowledge. And that is diksha. Diksha. But rather, diksha is the process by which that spiritual knowledge is awakened within the heart. Dibya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. Not simply by reading books can one understand them. You lost your voice? Not only by reading books can one understand them. Well, let's say. Not only by reading books can one understand them. One needs guidance. So there are many aspects of understanding what initiation means, but the essence is this, that one offers oneself, one surrenders to Krishna through the parampara system, through the specific person who is representing the parampara. বন্ধ করলে ভালো হয়, সেই জন্য আমি সাইডে বসে পড়ি, ফাঁকা গেল বন্ধ করলে ভালো হয়। So here some devotees are being caught, given Harinam. And others are being accepted for Brahminical initiation. What does it mean to be a Brahmin? Brahmin means one who is in knowledge of and practices according to knowledge of Brahma, which means Vedic knowledge. Brahma means Vedic knowledge and it means the supreme truth who is revealed through Vedic knowledge. So a Brahmin means one who lives according to this principle. Human life is meant for understanding the highest truth. And those who particularly dedicate their lives toward to this, they're known as Brahmins. Brahmana is also one of the four varnas or stages, or not stages, of what's the word for varna? Statuses of life. What's the word? Divisions. Or occupational divisions within Vedic culture. So sometimes the occupational status and duties of a Brahmana have become confused with the real meaning of a Brahmana, which means to be Brahma Janatiti Brahmana, one who knows the Supreme Truth. Generally, it's considered that one is a Brahmana because he is born in a Brahmana family. This is the ordinary understanding. That is not necessarily untrue. But the essence of Brahmanatva or Brahminhood is to have the guna and karma of a Brahman, the qualities and activities of a Brahman. So traditionally that was such qualities and activities were passed down through family lines. That is Vedic Diksha. That is initiation according to the Vedic system is in the family line. Vishvamba Mishra, who is better known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also accepted Vedic Diksha from his father Jagannath Mishra. But this system is not properly practiced at the present time. Because due to the influence of Kali Yuga, mostly the family lines of Brahmanas, they are no longer engaged in the activities of Brahmanas and no longer have the qualities of Brahmanas. So in the modern, in Kali Yuga, the Pancharatriki Vidhi is more important. It's practical for bringing people to the level of Brahmanhood. Shall I speak in English and Bengali? You want to take a rest? So there are two main kinds of diksha, Vedic diksha and Vedanuga diksha. Dui mukha prakar diksha ache, Vedic ebong Vedanuga. So Pancharatriki diksha, that is one kind of Vedanuga. Vedanuga means that which follows the Vedic system. So Pancharatriki vidhi hoche Vedanuga dikha mane je dikha ta ved পন্থায় কি বলে অনুসরণ হয়। তো পঞ্চরাজগী দীক্ষা হচ্ছে এক প্রকার বেদানুগ দীক্ষা, আর একটা প্রকার হচ্ছে পৌরাণিকী দীক্ষা। তো পঞ্চরাজগী দীক্ষায় শিষ্য তো পূর্ণ যোগ্য না হলেও উৎসাহী আছে এবং তা উৎসাহ থেকে পালন করে, সব নিয়ম সব বিধিনিষেধ পালন করে থেকে তো ধীরে ধীরে সে যোগ্য হতে পারে। তো এই পঞ্চরাজগী দীক্ষা দি ডিসাইপল অলদো not qualified according to the Vedic system, is enthusiastic to follow all the rules and regulations, and by doing so, he can gradually become qualified. So, pancharatriki dikkha dawa hoy ei asha je ei byakti gambhirbhabe গভীরভাবে ওই কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি নিয়ম পালন করতে চায় এবং সেই জন্য তাকে বিশ্বাস করে। তো পঞ্চরাজগী দীক্ষা ইজ গিভেন উইথ দি হোপ অর দি এক্সপেকটেশন দ্যাট দি ক্যান্ডিডেট ইজ সিরিয়াস টু ফলো অল দ্য রুলস অ্যান্ড রেগুলেশনস। পৌরাণিকী দীক্ষায় তো এমনি দেওয়া হয়, Pauraniki Diksha is just given without any real consideration. There's not much hope in that. So this Pancharatriki Diksha, that is not much, not so much concerned with the karma or the profession or the occupation of the person. এই পঞ্চরাজগী দীক্ষায় এ লোকদের কর্ম না বৃত্তি না পেশা সেটার বিচার নয়। উই মে আস্ক হাউ ইজ এ পার্সন বিকামিং আ ব্রাহ্মণ ইফ হি ইজ ওয়ার্কিং ইন এ শপ অর ওয়ার্কিং ইন অর ইফ হি ইজ আ কালটিভেটর। তো সেই ব্যক্তি কি করে ব্রাহ্মণ হতে পারে যদি দোকানে চাকরি করে না কৃষক আছে? সো দিস বেস্টোয়াল অফ ব্রাহ্মিনিকাল ইনিশিয়েশন বাই দ্য পঞ্চরাজগী সিস্টেম দ্যাট ইজ ইন কনসিডারেশন অফ দি স্পিরিচুয়াল কোয়ালিফিকেশন রাদার দ্যান দি ম্যাটেরিয়াল প্রফেশন। এই পঞ্চরাজগী ব্রাহ্মণ দীক্ষা দেওয়া হয় আধ্যাত্মিক যোগ্যতা অনুসারে, ভৌতিক পেশা অনুসারে নয়। শিল ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর হ্যাজ ডিসক্রাইব টু টাইপস অফ ব্রাহ্মণ, কনভেনশনাল ব্রাহ্মণ and spiritual brahmana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashoya bichare dui rokom brahmana ache, byaboharik ebong paramarthik. Conventional means that according to the family line, one is a priest or a guru or an astrologer or the different duties that brahmanas traditionally perform. So byaboharik brahman shokra paramparai mane bangsha anusare anukrame guru vritti porohiti jyotishi ityadi brahmander বৃত্তি, ব্রাহ্মণদের বৃত্তিগুলো পালন করে জীবন নির্বাহিত করেন। পারমার্থিক ব্রাহ্মণ মিন্স দ্যাট হোয়াট এভার হিজ অকুপেশন মে বি, অফকোর্স ইট শুড নট বি sinful occupation, but his life is dedicated for Brahma Janatiti, Brahmana, for understanding the Absolute Truth. The paramatic Brahmana artha hocche je, je kono briti kore na keno, tar jibon utsargito ache param satya param brahma ke anusandhan karo jonno. Actually, the position of a Vaishnava is greater than that of a Brahman. Prakrita pakhe Vaishnavata Brahmatanta teke adhik. One may be a Brahmana, but not a Vaishnava. Shambhav hoy je ekjon Brahmana ache kintu Vaishnav non. He may have an initial understanding of the Absolute Truth as being impersonal. Ekrakam Brahman, Brahmavadi hoye, to pratamik Brahma gyan sampanna haleyo, to purna Brahma, artat je Shri Krishna hachen, purna param satya, to shei rakam gyan abhavata jodi nahan, to Brahman hote pare kintu Vaishnav na. But a Vaishnav means one who understands Krishna as the supreme whole, and therefore a Vaishnav is automatically a Brahman. Vaishnav mane je shikar kare je Shri Krishna hachen param purna Brahma, ebong sei jonno Vaishnav hachen param Brahman. So this Brahminical initiation is bestowed to recognize that someone, after taking Harinam, is fixed in those practices and should be recognized by human society as a genuine Brahmana and more than a Brahmana. The A Brahman Dikha Pradhan Kara Vidhaner Udesha Ate Manusha Samaja Madde Goshana Kara Je A Bhakti Harinam Nie Purna Brahma Gyane Artat Vaishnav Gyane Jurababe Adishtito Ache Ebong Shokale Brahmana Rupe Ebong Vaishnava Rupe Manna Ache. Those who are bestowed Brahminical initiation, they are also qualified to worship deities and to chant Pancharatriki mantras and the Vedic Brahma Gayatri, which assist one in one's progressive understanding of Krishna. Brahman Dikito Bhaktara Adhika Pai Sri Murtiya Shivakara Ebong Tara Vishesh Pancharatrik Mantra Ebong Brahma Gayatri Mantra Lab Kare Ja Dara Tade Kramasha Adhatik Unati Shahayata Hoy. So I'll finish here. There's much more to be said, as always, but we'll finish it. Aro anek kichu bala hote parto, kintu ekhane ami বিরাম দিচ্ছেন।